The Anti-Homosexuality Bill was reintroduced today in Parliament. It is coming for some time. And it, unsurprisingly, is very, it carries on from the past iteration of this law, which essentially criminalizes homosexuality. But there are also new provisions which are even more troubling. The proposal is to basically make it illegal for people to say, to identify as being gay, lesbian, queer, or transgender. And there's criminal, there's jail sentences that could be given to people who violate that provision of the bill. And it's very problematic in that it really restricts, which is a violation of people's right to identify as what they choose to. Either the bill has provisions that violate the right to privacy. And also, I think it creates several opportunities for discrimination against people on the basis of their sexual orientation, which shouldn't be happening.
But Oriam, what do you say to the proponents of this new bill, who say that there has to be a law to protect the sanctity of the life and culture and practices of Ugandans, and that these acts are illegal because it will corrupt morals in Uganda? How do you respond to such?
Well, I mean, the rhetoric around this law that has been going around since for several months before it was even introduced is this idea that there's a shadowy group of homosexuals who are recruiting children into homosexuality, who are abusing children. And that's what has been used to justify this new bill, in addition to the cultural aspects. But the truth of the matter is that this proposed law doesn't even really address the potential for sexual abuse against children. It's essentially designed to clamp down on people for how they identify and also for who they have sex with, which, frankly, is not the role of the government to regulate. It's not the role of the government to regulate what consenting adults do in their private lives. And I think that the cultural argument doesn't stand, because the truth of the matter is that there are gay Ugandans that exist. They are just as Ugandan as people who are not gay, and the government should not be passing laws that discriminate against one group over the other just because that group is a minority.
If it is passed into law, what impact will it have?
So Human Rights Watch, when the first iteration of the Anti-Homosexuality Act was passed back in 2013, we found that it had widespread effects. People who were identified as being LGBT, whether they were or not, but were perceived as being belonging to those categories, were rendered homeless. They lost their jobs. They faced physical attacks and arrest. And we see that tension happening again. We've already seen discrimination against LGBT people in the last few weeks, and very negative things, particularly, and also organizations that support LGBT people with healthcare and mental health have been targeted by the government. They've been shut down in some cases. And we see the potential for more of that happening, which will be disastrous, not only for those people, but for Ugandan society as a whole. There should not be a position where ordinary Ugandans who are just as important and valuable as other people, are facing physical attacks, are being beaten, are being arrested because they identify differently from other people, or where organizations that provide healthcare or house homeless people are being shut down. I think if those kinds of things happen to LGBT rights organizations, they're going to happen to other organizations, and that's a problem for the human rights situation in Uganda as a whole.